I decided, look, I'm going to get in touch with Pi Telecom in Cambridge because I worked as a ship-to-shore telecom engineer for the company that had sanctioned Pi Telecom. I wrote to them and they wrote back and they sent me a train ticket from Newcastle to Cambridge return for the interview. And I took the train again and I can't think if this train had a was like the Newcastle one, but it was much faster. We got there in no time, which was good. We got a job. He said, there's no problem. I'm going to get your paper sorted out. It will take a few weeks, but we need people like you in the country, you know. Okay. So whilst I'm there, I thought, look, I'm going to look around by one of the local papers and look for places to stay because, you know, if I'm going to work there, but I live there. And because it was overnight, I thought I would look for some bed and breakfast. Knocked on the first door with vacancies. Oh, I'm sorry, my husband, we just forgot to take the thing down. We full up. Okay. Another one, same story. Three, four, five. No, I'm coming along 6 o'clock in the evening now, and I'm thinking, there's a park up there, and I have to end up on the bench. The last one I tried, I thought, what? Knocked on the door, Lily came out. I said, have you got a room for the night? She said, yeah. Ah, I said, thank God for that. And she said to me, I know what you've been through, those bastards, she said. Oh. And I thought, whoa, I couldn't get a place to even stay overnight. What would I do to get a place to live if I'm working here? So anyway, I got in there, went in the toilets and sorted myself out and decided to go to the pub. You know, I've got time to kill. And as I'm going, she said to me, good luck. Okay. So I didn't realize what she meant, right? So I got into this pub. As I walked in, like the whole world stopped for these people.